Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Would you rather be 30% smarter or 90% more attractive? Okay. Let's go around the room here before we get into texting tutor and find out if her husband rescinded his approval of her going to Miami for the weekend with some wild girls. All right. 8,000 people were asked this question. Would you rather be 30% smarter or 90% more attractive? Let's go around the room.
So very odd numbers. What I think would be more fun is if we pick a person and go around the room and we decide if we think they should be 30% smarter or 90% more attractive.
Sounds like a recipe for success.
No. I'm not playing egg. Yeah. Ain't no way. It's a trap. Run.
Based on that idea alone, I'm going to say you need to be 30% smarter.
That is radio gold.
30% smarter or 90% more attractive?
30% smarter.
30% smarter because you're already hot. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not what I'm saying. I wish I was smarter.
It's because she's hot.
I wish I was smarter. My husband is so intelligent, and there are things he talks about that I wish I could really understand. And I can't wrap my brain around it. So in order to be able to hang with him, I would love to be 30% smarter.
Well, you're doing something right.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. And for him, do you think he would pick 30% smarter or 90% more attractive for himself?
Ooh, huh. He's been working out really hard in the gym, so he can avoid that. He'd probably say 90% harder.
Yeah.
He's really freaking smart.
He is.
It's irritating how smart he is.
Intimidating. Cassie.
30% smarter.
30% smarter.
Yeah, because math evades me. Man, I'm good at subjects except for math, and I really want to learn stocks and trading, and that of it I can't wrap my head around. I've been trying, listening to podcasts on it, but I want to be rich, and 30% smarter would help me get there.
That is exactly where I would go. I cannot understand the math.
Yep.
The numbers, the terminology, stocks, investments, all that stuff.
It's just a foreign language.
When I just sit and stare at it and try to absorb it, I can't. There's some kind of block there, which is why I would go 30% smarter also.
So what you're saying, you're already smoking hot?
Look at all this. Look at all of this.
Dude, he just got new teeth. They're great.
That's all right.
He already got 30% hotter.
If I had to choose, I would base it on what I think gives me a better chance of being more successful. So I would go 30% smarter.
Okay.
I'm going 90% hotter.
Yeah, you are.
Have y'all ever been out with a hot, hot girl? Like, I'm a 7, but my friends are 10s. And the way they get treated out in public, whoa!
You're choosing your friends incorrectly.
No, I'm not. Yes, they choose me.
You need to start choosing fours. So you are the 9 or the 10.
Yes.
No, so it doesn't work that way. Then I just look like a really hot 7.
She goes out with the Bert Show youth group. She's already doing it. Kidding, guys.
The next time Abby asks any of you guys.
Speak for yourself.
The next time Abby asks anybody to go out to lunch, just know she's doing it because she wants to look good. She thinks you're ugly. All right, update on texting tutor here, because on Friday he gave in, but it wasn't a real solid approval.
It wasn't. All right, so Bert Show listener hits us up. She needed help texting her husband because, in her words, she needed permission to go to Miami with some girlfriends to celebrate a friend's divorce. And he called them the Bad Influence Posse, the BIP, if I remember correctly. And the Bad Influence Posse, he's not fans of. And she did come to the table with facts that he's been out with them and they were flirty with other men. And two of them had extramarital stuff happen. And so he doesn't trust them. And he said that in the text, I don't trust them. It's not that I don't trust you. It's that I don't trust them. But we finessed the conversation and he caved somewhat. on giving permission for her to go to Miami. However, he was like, well, can I go to Vegas with the bras? And she's like, bruh, go ahead, go with the bras, see if I care. So
there were two things about this that got under my skin that I think I verbalized when we were doing it too, is the whole cliche, I trust you, but I don't trust everybody else, is BS. Is 100% BS. It's a terrible cliche and it makes zero sense. And the second thing I said that I really stand by is that I have found in my world, in my sphere of friends, that it feels to me like most are reluctant to get married because they feel like they have to give up all freedom.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's impossible. You have to ask for permission, or I can't 100% be myself, or I can't be trusted to do the things that I really want to do. Even though it doesn't threaten my significant other at all, those parameters are up. And I think that has a lot to do with why marriages don't work. So both of them got under my skin. So at least he sort of said, go ahead, do your thing. But he was very passive aggressive about it.
He was not passive. He was just plain aggressive about it.
Okay.
He's not a fan of this trip.
So what happened later on in the day?
It was quite a weekend and not in a good way.
Ooh.
Honestly, I can't remember the last time I've been so miserable. I couldn't wait for the trip to end. It was like being in a bachelorette party filled with single 21-year-olds living it up for the first time.
Oh, so she's talking about the weekend with her girlfriends, not the weekend with her husband.
On the very first night, most of them were drunk and actively looking for men. Everyone was drinking heavily in a way I hadn't seen in years, and I felt like a fish out of water. I enjoy casual drinking, but not like this. It also seemed as though the primary objective for most was to find a man for the night. Unbelievably, a few of them succeeded in their mission. I felt like I was babysitting the entire night, constantly lecturing and trying to keep things under control. The irony of it all is that our newly divorced friend was actually one of the few who didn't engage in the whole escapade. She almost seemed equally as annoyed as I was. By the second night, I decided I had had enough. I no longer wanted to be part of it all, so I chose to stay behind at the hotel. I figured, hey, they're all grown women and perfectly capable of making their own decisions. The entire weekend was definitely not an experience I want to repeat anytime soon. Felt like a never-ending episode of a wild reality show. I really should have just trusted my own husband's instincts. He knows me better than I know myself sometimes, and he knew I'd be miserable if they had acted the way he assumed they would. His BIP, bad influence posse label, seems more appropriate now than ever. So that was my weekend in a nutshell.
Well, I think she's got a little twisted. He wasn't saying don't go because you'll have a miserable time. But that's what she's saying, that he knows me better than I know myself. So I shouldn't have gone because he said that I was going to have a miserable time. Mm. That wasn't his reason for saying no.
Absolutely not. And I guarantee you, she is being talked about in a group chat somewhere. I guarantee you, the bad influence posse is now all up in each other's text messages talking about what a lame time she was. She didn't want to have any fun. Now you know going forward not to hang out with the BIP.
You're not going to be invited back anyway.
Yeah. No,
I feel for her because this would be like worst case scenario if I was her. If I knew my wife didn't want me to go and I decided to go anyway, then I had the worst time ever. Because now you got to come back home and deal with her being upset that you went and you didn't even want to go. So hopefully he'll not be too hard on her for having this experience.
Would you come back and report how miserable a time it was?
Probably not. I would probably keep that to myself.
I had the best time of my life.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
The Bird Show.